This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We are continuing the topic of Amrad al-Qulub, diseases of the heart. And we took the most dangerous disease last week, which was the shirk. And today we're going to discuss the second most dangerous disease, the closest to shirk, the one that Rasulullah ﷺ himself called the hidden shirk. He called it the hidden shirk. And obviously, you know that I will be talking about, what is the hidden shirk? Riya, the closest translation is showing off. Riya is from the word or from the verb ra'a. What does ra'a mean? Seen, right? So riya is derived from whole concept of being seen. My goal from the ibadah is to be seen. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Why? الَّذِينَ هُمْ, they are praying only to be seen. And they are praying just for people to see them. What does that mean? That means if he was alone, he will not pray. He or she are just praying to be seen. Riya is extremely, extremely dangerous for many, many reasons. Before we start discussing all the reasons, I want to remind myself and remind you of the two conditions that we discussed in the first class, the two conditions for any amal to be accepted. What are the two conditions? Number one, Ikhlas. Number one, amal, a condition. Condition, what does condition mean? Condition means shart. What does shart mean? Yani, for example, wudu is shart for salah. Yani, if there's no wudu, no salah. So condition for this salah to be accepted, condition for the umrah you just came back from to be accepted, the hajj, the reading of the Quran, the siyam, the two conditions that without, no amal is accepted without those two conditions. No amal. Number one, ikhlas, it has to be done for the sake of Allah. And number two, ittiba, it has to be according to the sunnah. Both combined will make the amal accepted. If I do ikhlas, but it's not according to the sunnah, no good. Perfect sunnah, but it's not for Allah, no good. It has to be both for the amal to be accepted. Okay? So now here, why are we mentioning this now? Because the riya negates the first one, the ikhlas. So you are literally risking all your a'mal to be multiplied by zero. This is how dangerous is this topic. طيب. Rasulullah ﷺ said, whoever does any action that is not in according to, with this matter of ours will have it rejected. We all know this hadith. It has to be according to the sunnah and in the Quran, إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. I was ordered, commanded to worship Allah with complete sincerity. Now listen to what Rasulullah ﷺ said. Mateen, can you close the doors, please? What did Rasulullah ﷺ say about riya? He said, the Sahaba are sitting like this, and he said, shall I not inform you of what I fear for you more than the Masih al-Dajjal? Before I continue, Rasulullah ﷺ told us there is no messenger that came except Ish, warned his people about the Dajjal. No messenger except he warned his people about the Dajjal. And in many other hadith, it is the biggest fitna ever. ever is the fitna of the Dajjal. Yani Dajjal, he will, yani, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us not witness him, but if we witness him, may Allah keep us steadfast. He will come to you and he said, do you want me to bring your parents out of the grave? Definitely would say, you know what, this is definitely, he's telling the truth, this is the man to follow. What I'm trying to say is that fitna, Rasulullah said, should I tell you about something that I'm more worried about than this huge fitna? I said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. He said, it is the hidden shirk. It is the hidden shirk. And listen to the example that Rasulullah gave. Listen carefully, because maybe one time or another, we fell into this same specific example he gave. He said, it is hidden shirk. And he continued, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, it is when a man stands up for salat, then beautifies it because someone else is looking. How many times the ruku' became very long when the imam was passing by? How many times the sujood was a little bit longer because Baba's watching? How many times the qiyam was longer because Mama's watching? Literally, that's the example alayhi salatu wasalam gave after he said the word hidden shirk, riya. He gave the example that unfortunately many of us can relate to. He doesn't want to give us an example. Nobody could, you know, what? Who does that? No, when we all we said, oh my God, I did that when I was in seventh grade. I did that when I was, you know, because something that we could relate to. How dangerous it is. Listen to what Ibn Abbas radiallahu anh, he said. The riya is more subtle, hidden, than a black ant on a black rock in a moonless night. A black ant on a black rock in a forest in a moonless light. يعني ما في مجال. There's no way you could see her, see it. This is how subtle, how easy, how dangerous you could fall into the riya without even noticing. In another hadith, this is the athar of Ibn Abbas. In another hadith, let me ask you a question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me ask you the question before I tell you what he said. If we have 100,000 walking in the masjid right now, 100,000, would you hear their footsteps? No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the riya is more subtle than the footsteps of the ants. May Allah protect us. Wallahi, may Allah protect us. Yani, the minute, listen to this statement very carefully. The minute you feel you are safe from riya, you are full of riya. You have to be always on your toes. No, me, what are you? No way. Something is wrong. You have to always keep telling yourself, what if, maybe, let me renew, let me reset, let me refresh, let me, constantly. Now, let's mention a few things that will make us really think a million times before we do any riya. Number one, the first people to go into the hellfire. First, before the worshipper of the statue, idol worshipper, before the kuffar, before anyone on earth, Rasulullah ﷺ said, as a matter of fact, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, every time he wants to narrate this hadith, he feels unconscious. He faints. Then they wake him up, then he gets up and he says, قال رسول الله, faint. Then they wake him up. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Faint. How scary is this hadith? And that is the hadith. The first three people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first three people who will go to the hellfire, where did he get this information? Right? How does he know who goes to the hellfire first? The first three people who goes to the hellfire. The first one is a man, he will be brought forward and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him of all his favors. Then he will ask him, what did you do to express gratitude for what I have given you? He will say, Ya Allah, I fought for your cause. Mujahid, I fought for your cause till I was martyred, till I became a shaheed. Allah said, Kadhabt, you're lying. You have fought so people will call you shuja', courageous, brave. Now for me and for you, mujahid, right? We're seeing him. I'm watching him in jihad. He's fighting. But Allah knows what's in here. And this is what the whole series is about. To show you that even a mujahid, if he's faking it, he's the first one to go to the hellfire. Not a'mal are not accepted. Not his jihad is not accepted. No. He's the first one to go to the hellfire. Because of what's happening here. Outside, jihad and yallah. But what's here? That's the whole idea behind this series. You lying. You lied. You did it so they could call you shaheed, courageous, this and that. And they did. Take him to the hellfire. They bring up the second person. Why did you become a sheikh, ustaz, maulana, mufti, alim? Why? Ya Allah, I did it so I can spread the knowledge and teach it and read the Quran all for your sake, Ya Allah. Allah will tell him, Kadhabt, you're lying. Mawlana, he's giving khutbah every week. He's going sitting in a halaqah and all the people are listening to him. He's the most followers on Instagram. I did it, Ya Allah, to spread your deen, to bring the people close to you. Wallahi, ya akhwan, don't ever, ever think that sitting here is something simple or standing up there. Wallahi, it is the most dangerous job on earth. And I'm not telling you this riya. I'm telling you this to show you how dangerous it is. Because after I finish, you start putting me on a pedestal. I am something different than you. And I might get to my head and I start believing that I'm better than you. Astaghfirullah. And in the sight of Allah, you could, all of you and all the people who are watching are better than me. So I did this all, Ya Allah, because I want to spread your deen. Kadhabt, you are lying. Take him to the hellfire. You did it so they could call you Mufti, Alim, Sheikh, Mawlana, Shaykh al-Islam. Like one time, listen to this, Muhsin. Mufti al-jinn wal-ins. Mufti al-jinn? How he gives fatwa to jinn? They introducing a sheikh. Mufti al-jinn wal-ins. Mufti al-jinn? Now we understand Mufti al-ins. But Mufti al-jinn, how does he give fatwa to the jinn? And you, sometimes the title is like 2 minutes, Fadi. 2 minutes before his name. Bismillah, Mawlana, this. And the guys, sometimes, most of the shuyukh, wallahi, they do not like it. They do not like it at all. So the second one is a guy that he did it through knowledge. Then the third guy, and I'm putting so much emphasis on this because of how scary this hadith. So another one will be brought, and he was given plenty. He was multi-millionaire, what we call right now. What did you do with this money? Ya Allah, in our language now, I built masajid. I built Islamic schools. I built hospitals. I sponsored orphans. I sponsored widows. I took care of this. I took care of that. When the earthquake hit, I was the first. I did all these things. Kadhabt. When you raised your hand in the fundraising, you did it so they can call you a big donor. That's why you did it. Take him to the hellfire. Now listen, the second and the third, maybe they enjoyed the praise. They called him big donor, they called him Maulana. But the first guy, when the ulama was asked, they were asked, who's the worst among them? They said the worst one is the one who did not even enjoy the praise. He died a shaheed. You know, he did not even, look how deep his riya is in him. I don't want to even hear it. Just the idea that it will be said about me, I love it. Look, he did not even enjoy it. The other guy enjoyed, you know, move. Sheikh is here. You know, he enjoyed it a little bit. So look at this, ya akhwan, because of riya, to us the amal is amazing. In fact, many of us beg Allah, ya Allah, make us like him. And we say, wrong, because we did not know. We do not judge in here. We cannot tell, oh, your intention is not good. I have no idea what's your intention. Only Allah knows. So this is the first reason we should be extremely worried about riya. Second, Rasulullah ﷺ said, listen, for all my brothers and sisters who are seeking knowledge, he said, do not gain knowledge to compete with the scholars or to argue with the layman, nor to impress and beautify the gatherings. And whoever does that, an-nar, the hellfire. Imagine, the guy is seeking knowledge. He went to Azhar. He went here, he went there. He's seeking knowledge. And to us, he's seeking knowledge. We give him respect. But turned out that the whole reason is to sit down and anytime sitting at the majlis, he wants to, you know, show off, I know this, and he start giving you the whole sanad of the hadith, just to show off. Third, the thing, Rasulullah said again, the same beginning, the thing that I fear most for you is minor shirk. Ya Rasulullah, what is minor shirk? He said, showing off. For Allah will say on the day of judgment, when people are recompensed for their actions, go to those for whom you were showing off with your deeds in the world and see what reward they have for you. I did this so you can praise me. Allah would tell me on the day of judgment, you did this so they can praise you. MashaAllah, Shaykh, this is for, you did it for that reason. I will explain the other option. You did it for that reason. Go to them right now. Go look for them, which is sarcastic, obviously. Who are you going to find on the day of judgment? Go over there and find them and ask them, where is my reward? Because I did it for you. I cannot do a reward for Mas'ud and ask Altaf to reward me. Go to the people you're trying to show off. So that's why, ya akhwan, wallahi, subhanAllah, anytime you... Okay, let's keep it till the cure. Why would people go into riya? Why? Number one, ignorance of what we just said. They did not know about this danger. They did not know about all this you know, crazy stuff. Second, listen, how do I know if I am mura'i or not? The person who does riya is called mura'i. How do I know? Now, this is for every single one of us to test themselves. You love to be praised. You're looking, you're thirsty for praise. You get upset if you're criticized. You said the haqq. You said the haqq. You said the truth. I stood on the minbar and I said, Ya Jama'ah, stay away from the riba. The president of the masjid came and said, don't talk about riba anymore. If I got upset, why is he talking to me like this? Huh? And I decided to, khalas, I'm not going to stop anymore because I have to be in the minbar. And I stopped because he told me. That is riya. When you're saying the haqq, You do not fear anyone. You get afraid from criticism. You change your statement. You compromise the deen in order to avoid criticism. You're a mura'i. You do things. I finished the khutbah. Shu ya shabab. Nobody came and said, beautiful khutbah. What's going on here? This is what I did it for. Mura'i. Riya. So these are the signs of a person that is mura'i. Now, it is not riya. It is not riya. When you do not, when I have no intention to impress anybody, I finished the talk, I finished the khutbah, you finished your presentation, and someone came and said, MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, a beautiful, beautiful, you know, accomplishment. I'm very proud of you. Huh? That is not riya. If you did not seek it, if you did not intend it, it's not called riya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, أرأيت الرجل يعمل العمل من الخير ويحمده الناس عليه? You see the person, he does something good, and then people came and praised him. Is that riya? He said, no, that is عاجل بشرى المؤمن. This is a glad tiding. It's a bushra that Allah rushed it to the person in this dunya before his great reward in the akhirah. He was not looking for it. It just came. Okay, this is a very important point. It is not riya when you perform things that you normally perform, even though there are people around you. Remember, we spoke about that before. We said, if you pray qiyam at night and you have a guest over, you do not stop your qiyam. You continue. I do qiyam all the time anyway. I'm not praying qiyam so he can say, you know, oh, I slept over his house and he's a... No. You continue. That's not considered riya. The cure, we will finish with the cure, inshallah. What is the cure? SubhanAllah. You know what's the cure? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. This is the cure for riya. You only we worship. I only pray for you. I only donate for your pleasure. And I seek your help to do this ibadah. I need your help to be able to perform my salat, my siyam, my hajj, my umrah, my Quran. Iyyaka na'budu. Look at this. How many times we repeat, you know, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, all the books that were revealed are summarized in the Quran. And the whole Quran is summarized in the Fatiha. And the whole Fatiha is summarized in Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. So the whole deen is in Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Think about it, right? We are here to worship you alone. You're the only one who deserves to be worshipped. And without your help, I cannot do the first one. I cannot worship you. So the whole deen is Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Ikhlas. Everything is in that statement. SubhanAllah. How profound. So number one solution, remember that Allah only is the only one that deserves to be worshipped. Second solution, ask yourself before any amal, one word, why? Why? Why are you sitting here tonight? Why you're coming back to Fajr tomorrow morning? Why did you donate? Why did you memorize the Quran? Why you're attending class? Why? Why? Always why? If you feel that there is other than Allah in the formula, press stop, reset, restart. All over again. And the idea that it came to you to do the stop, reset, restart, that by itself is very healthy. Otherwise, you're yallah. Yalla, years and years and years, and I'm showing off here, I'm showing off there, and everybody's praising me, and I'm inside all this pool of praise, and I'm thinking I am the best of the best, and it turned out, Allahu Akbar. Haba'an, the scariest ayah in the Quran. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. الله أكبر. And we came to everything they have done and we turned it into scattered dust. Allahu Akbar. Imagine I'm going on the day of judgment. I'm happy I died at 65 and I have 58 years of Salah, 7-8 Hajj, 10 Umrah, Quran, money. And I'm khalas, Jannah. And I find nothing. Just because it was not for the sake of Allah. Wallahi, Akhwan, this is probably the most dangerous talk I've ever given. Because imagine you're working for a company for 4 years and then you came, there's no retirement money, no nothing. Everything is gone. Nothing. Zero. What? What do I do now? I have nothing. And you were living, you know, hand to mouth. And then you were waiting for that money. And then boom, nothing. At least in this dunya, you could start something else. Over there, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. No, bring me back. No more coming back. طيب. The cure, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نُوَفِّي إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون. Whomsoever want dunya and all the zina of the dunya, we will give them whatever they want. You want the dunya? Okay, here's your dunya. But في الآخرة no نصيب, only نار. Wow. That is the one who dedicated all his effort, all his money, all everything is for dunya matters. I'm not saying that he was taking care of his akhirah and dunya. No, no, no. 24/7 dunya. And unfortunately, there are so many of them. Finally, from the cure also, Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Man sama'a, sama'a Allahu bih. Wa man ra'a, ra'a Allahu bih." He said, if anyone wants to have his deeds widely publicized, broadcasted, Allah will publicize him in humiliation. And whomsoever wants to show off, Allah sooner or later will expose him. He will be exposed. Another cure, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَدُوِ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Remembering Allah constantly, all the time, it will not make you from the heedless. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to make sure you have right friends. المرء على دين خليله. One of the cure is to surround yourself by people who constantly remind you of Allah azza wa jal. And this is another thing for the cure that I want you to remember. It's a 3 questions that you ask yourself to know if you are doing riya or not. First question, when you're about to do an act of worship, you're about to pray, the question is, who decides if it is sincere or not? You or the shaitan? Who decides if that amal is sincere or not? You or the shaitan? Why are you scared? You. Shaitan decides if it's sincere. You. Second question. The one who is whispering to you and telling you that you are showing off, is it an angel or shaitan? MashaAllah. Third question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable for your decisions or for the whispers of the shaitan? I settled my case. Repeat the questions. First question, when you're about to do a ibadah, who decides if it's sincere or not? You or the shaitan? You. You decide. Right? Me. Second question, the one who's whispering and telling me, no, no, you are showing off, you're showing off, you're showing off. Is it an angel or a shaitan? It's shaitan. Right? Third, Allah is going to punish me for the decisions of the shaitan or the whispers of the shaitan? No, He is going to decide, punish me for what I decided to do. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Continue. Don't let this that concept, ria, because some people will get so scared about this that it might lead, you know what? I don't want to go to the masjid anymore because I think I'm showing off. I don't want to donate anymore. You know, it might go to that extreme. No, no, no. Fight the shaitan. The shaitan exactly wants for us to stop doing those amal, so we can think that we are doing riya. Finally, akhwan, the dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. That's the dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in order to save ourselves from the riya. Ya Allah, I seek refuge with you to commit shirk, to show off my a'mal, whether I know it or I do not know it. And I seek for your forgiveness for all the time I fell into riya. So ya akhwan, you know, at the end of the day, this is the formula. And I will end with this. If I am doing this, let's take a live example. I am doing this halaqa, this class, just to please you. And you were pleased. Right? Done. I got my reward. Finish. I have nothing in the akhirah. Simple as that. Or it will be done when you die. When you die, you are very happy. When you die, my reward stopped because as you're living, you kept on praising me. My reward died with your death. And I have nothing left to present in the akhirah. Tayyib. So what's the solution? Please the one that does not die. Al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Right? Very simple. Why should I please one that is going to die? Let me please the one that never ever dies, stays with them. So all the time, anytime you feel like you are showing off with your donation, with your volunteering, sometimes the volunteer is very dangerous. Why are you volunteering? Oh, this is for the sake of Allah, for the masjid. And if somebody tells you something, you get upset. Why are you getting upset? You're volunteering. So be very careful. Remind yourself, this is for the sake of Allah. And when I do things for the sake of Allah, get ready. It's not a bed of roses. You will be attacked. You will be called names. The one who's better than you and me and every human being was called names. So dua, Allahumma tahir qulubana min al-nifaq wa a'malana min al-riya. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu feekum.
Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.